the chronicles of financial history, no other asset has charted a course as remarkable as Bitcoin. From its 2009 birth as a response to inefficiency and corruption, it's gone from laughable to unstoppable. In 2010, you could snag 10,000 bitcoins for two pizzas. And that was a perfectly fair price at that time. By 2011, it hit $31 before crashing to $2. Critics called it a fad. In 2013, the roller coaster truly began. Bitcoin skyrocketed past $100 in April and hit $1,242 by November of that year. Financial elites, sweating in their ivory towers, labeled it a bubble. Gox fiasco in 2014, Bitcoin's first major scandal. The price plunged from $1,000 to $172. See? They jeered. It'll never work. Fast forward to 2017. The media frenzy was palpable as Bitcoin hit $19,783 in December. At its lowest that year, it dipped to $776. The banks scrambled to label it the Tulip Mania, all while quietly brainstorming their own quote-unquote blockchain schemes. In 2018 brought a brutal bear market. Bitcoin fell to $3,200 in December after reaching $17,000 in January. The headline screamed Bitcoin is dead for the umpteenth time.
Bring out Jaden! Bring out Jaden! Bring out Jaden!
By 2020, pandemic-stricken world saw Bitcoin rise as the ultimate hedge against government money printing. It hit $29,000 by year end. In 2022 and 2023, Bitcoin's price journey was nothing short of extraordinary. By the end of 2024, Bitcoin hit $99,500 and has now finally reached $100,000. At $100,000, Bitcoin is no longer just a vision. It is the new standard, a bold declaration that the future belongs to those who choose sovereignty over submission and freedom over control.